Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pauleys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's February 21st, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene. Last Friday, Jimmy Kimmel had George Takei on. He did a terrible skit insulting a basketball player that said he didn't like homosexuals. Are you angry with Jimmy Kimmel because he did this skit?
Well, actually, Alora, no. You see, subconsciously, I directed the writers to create this skit, and it was just exactly what I wanted. It turned thousands of people against the homosexual movement because they said, this is ridiculous, this is terrible, they are insulting this man for speaking the truth, and they are humiliating him, and they should not have done that. It was perfect, Alora. It was simply perfect. I do wish that Jimmy would have me on his show and let me speak about the kingdom of God's feelings on homosexuality. We would really like this. And I would like to have this individual on at the same time because I would dearly like to save his soul. It is something that I have always wanted, Alora, an opportunity to be on Jimmy's show and speak about this. Have Gerald channel me on the air and speak to people about the homosexual movement and how God is against it. I know it's an impossibility, but I'd like it. It's something, Alora, that we feel that we have a right to do. You know, these people are speaking out against us, and we feel that we should have a right to be able to go on the air and speak our opinion. It's only fair. There should be some means that we can get our opinions out nationally. Everything that we do is taken away from us, and that is not right. It simply isn't right.
I sure wish you could save George Takei, Nazarene.
So do I, Alora. I don't think we could get him to stop being a homosexual, but if we could just get him to stop attacking others, that would save his soul.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland about a young man who becomes a superhero. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We're back. Nazarene, what do you and the Kingdom of God think of Britney Spears shaving her head and getting a tattoo? Do you approve of this?
Absolutely not, Alora. I disagree with this completely. This is a very attractive woman who is still very beautiful, and there is no need of her shaming herself and mutilating herself to be popular. I hate tattoos. I know this is going to bring in a lot of negative response, but I hate to see people disgracing their bodies and disgracing God's temples, putting tattoos on them, especially women. You do not have to adorn yourself, woman. You're a very attractive woman. You do not have to shame yourself to get attention. This is ridiculous. I can't understand why women fall into this sickness. And it is appalling, Alora. This is a very nice woman, and if she would just straighten out her act a little bit, she could still do a lot of wonderful things. But she's going into the drugs, and she's going into the perversion, and pretty soon she is going to destroy her soul. And we wish there was someone that could reach her and make her understand you don't need to do these things. You're still a very attractive person, and you're still a very liked person, and don't go into this pressure. Don't go into this peer pressure. Don't disgrace yourself to be popular. You don't need to do that. You're an attractive woman. There's nothing wrong. Live.
I think she's been hanging around with Paris Hilton too much, Nazarene.
That's another one I wish we could save, Alora. So much lost potential. So much lost potential.
We'll be back again.